In a world where capital is king, solidarity with those who are poor and with significant needs is profoundly countercultural. The dominant voices that surround us urge us to upward mobility. But that voice is absent in the Gospels. The voice of Christ urges us downward into humility, service, and detachment. Henry Nouwen calls this downward mobility. This, he writes, is the way toward the poor. What do they have to offer? Not success, popularity, or power, but the joy and peace of the children of God. It's good, says another, to have friends in low places. They need us, but we need them even more. They have the key to God's heart. In his message for the 108th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, next Sunday, Pope Francis writes, "The presence of migrants and refugees represents a great challenge, but at the same time an immense opportunity for the cultural and spiritual growth of everyone. Thanks to them, we have the chance to know better our world and its beautiful diversity. Without them, it would not be the kingdom that God wants." And as if he were writing about our ascension community, the Holy Father says, "The arrival of Catholic migrants and refugees can energize the ecclesial life of the communities that welcome them. Often they bring an enthusiasm that can revitalize our communities and enliven our celebrations. Sharing different expressions of faith and devotions offers us a privileged opportunity for experiencing more fully the Catholicity of the people of God." We have seen recent reports of immigrants arriving on our southern border, exceedingly vulnerable children, women, and men, bused to unfamiliar places around the country and abandoned. Thank God, Catholic Charities, among others, has rallied to welcome them, receiving each and every stranger as the treasure that they are, some still muddied to the waist from their journey. Read the reports from Martha's Vineyard about how compassionately and generously their citizens have responded. It's very moving. The Lord says to them, today, through the prophet Amos, "Never will I forget a thing they have done." And the Lord says to the governors of Texas and Florida and Arizona and to all those who trample upon the poor and the needy for their own gain, "Never will I forget a thing they have done." And the Lord says the same to us.